What's up, sluts? Welcome back to Thy Queendom Come. I am your host, Queen Lo. How's everyone doing? After a very, in my opinion, disturbing election week, I feel like it's important to share with you guys something that is really bringing me joy in this moment. The thing that's bringing me actually the most joy in this moment is I got my IUD removed a few weeks ago, and that means that it is finally safe to steam my pussy once again. Yeah, that's right. Look up yoni steaming. And so I ordered a yoni steamer online, and I realized that it came and it's just like an attachment on the top of my toilet. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, steaming my yoni is supposed to be like a meditative, spiritual experience. I don't want to sit and do it on the toilet. So I asked my neighbor, who is like a craftsman, like he's crazy. He just builds beautiful things. I just asked him if he would build me like a fucking chair for my yoni steamer that I could set up on my sunset terrace, which like has a beautiful view, like looks over the water so that I can literally steam my pussy and watch the sunset all at the same time. And this man not only agreed, but brought over the progress last night, and he's building me a pussy steaming throne. It's a throne. It's like crafted with such care and brilliance. And so the one thing bringing me joy right now, truly, is that while all you sluts are, the weather's changing and you're about to start freezing your fucking nuts off, the weather here is fucking perfect here in paradise. And while you're either freezing your nuts off or I'm busting them, I'm gonna be steaming my pussy watching the sunset in paradise. So anyways, there's that. Completely unrelated to the episode, and that's fucking fine because this is my fucking show. Anyways, today we are going to talk about service. So many of you say that you want to serve and have, quite honestly, like no fucking idea what you're talking about. But today it's going to be a little tough love. I get a little feisty, but you are going to learn. And as I mentioned in the episode, speaking of service, if you want to serve me in person, go to my website and fill out an application for my January West Coast tour. I will be in LA, Vegas, and Sacramento from January 11th to the 25th. So check out my website for specifics on that and enjoy the episode.
Dreams can come from nightmares too. The queendom will take over you. Dreams can come from nightmares too. The queendom will take over you.
All right, guys. So any submissive out there, wannabe submissive, who has ever uttered the phrase, "I want to serve you," in the BDSM dom sub context, or if you want to, this conversation is for you today. I have a sub who, he's great. We've had some awesome sessions together. He has spent a shit ton of money, and he always asks me about my next podcast episodes. He like wants to be in the know. And so A, I know he's listening to this. And B, he has inspired today's conversation. This is a sub who, like many others, often tells me, "I want to serve you. I'm here to serve you. I'm ready to serve you." And a few weeks ago, we usually, you know, we'll get on a call. However, this day that we couldn't connect on a video call, I had just gotten home from a trip. I was working, and he said something about wanting to serve me. And so I sent him a link to my wish list and said, "Go buy me a massage. Like, send me for a massage tomorrow. That would definitely be serving me in a practical way." I haven't heard from this motherfucker since. And this is not the first time that I have given him an opportunity to very practically serve me and he's just kind of like disappeared into the darkness. And this is not uncommon. And that's why I think we have to have a conversation about service today. Because just like any other kink, I enjoy helping my subs realize their kinks, understand them, experience them, and then take them out into the world and be able to practically use parts of it to make their personal lives better. And service as a kink, feeling useful, serving your time, your money, your energy for the benefit of another who is not you. Service as a kink is just like chastity as a kink or CEI as a kink. And just as I am here to help you along whatever your kink journey is, I'm here to help you in service too, because what I've realized is that a lot of your definitions of service fucking suck. A lot of your definitions of service are actually serving no one but yourself. And it's bizarre to actually like watch so many of you get off on the idea of being useful, but never actually being useful. You want so badly to be useful to me, but you're not in any practical way. All right. So like, so subs come in all the time. I want to serve you, queen. I want to serve you. And what does that practically mean most of the time? The majority of the time, it means that they want to, quote, literally, I want to stroke to your beauty. I want to be an ass slave. I want to edge to you for hours. I think this is not only important to talk about in order to be like literate and knowledgeable and know what the fuck you're saying within this world of kink and BDSM, but it's also important to talk about because there's this idea that like the male gaze is so powerful and in and of itself is a service. The idea that you can get hard for me and you can stroke for me and come for me, the idea that that is somehow this service, that I like that, that that is like in and of itself serving me, it's flattering to me. Or in the sub that I am talking about, in his case, crazy enough, we've been working together a long time. We've spent a lot of time together. This fucker has never come. He's never come. Most of the time he's caged. Literally, it's half the time we're talking. I sometimes make him fuck himself with the fuck machine because in that moment, like he's surrendering his body. I'm controlling the fuck machine. I'm being entertained. I'm also watching him literally surrender his body to what I want in a way that in of itself is a service. He's using his body in that moment, offering it up. However, most of the time, this sub is, we're just like really like basking in my presence. Like we're chit-chatting, we're having a great time, but all he often slips in that I'm just here to serve you, goddess. And a lot of subs do that. Like I'm ready to serve you as if when they're ready to get on a video call with me or when they're ready to have a session with me, they are calling the session in and of itself service. But I charge an hourly rate and you paying that hourly rate in and of itself is not service. In fact, it's me serving you. Like my time, my energy, my like facilitating this experience for you. Like you sitting there and gooning over my body, watching me move my body or listen to what I'm telling you, there is a word for that. Like there is gooning, you just sitting back and watching and stroking and as someone moves and you're drooling and melting, that's fucking gooning. That there's a word for that. What it is not is service, simply because you're paying to be there. The same way that you're not serving your accountant, you're not serving your bartender, you're paying for a service that they give to you. It's an equal exchange of value. You paying my rate to be on a call with you is me working. I'm providing you with the service, which is great. I love providing that service. I love providing sessions that include all sorts of different kinks and fetishes and scenarios. However, service as a kink, being useful, feeling useful, being serving someone in this context, in any context, when you're serving someone, you are doing something for them. You are being thoughtful. You are doing something with nothing expected in return. You are going outside of yourself to think about what would make this person's life practically easier. That is service. That is the type of, you know, worship, almost like religious, like I am serving a god, like I am. That is what a lot of subs, when they say, I want to serve you, that is what they actually mean. But they are considering the service that I am providing them, the fact that they are paying for it, that in and of itself is the service, or that them stroking their cocks or gazing at me or being so enamored by me, like their presence, like them being here and paying for this, is in and of itself making my life easier. It's somehow a service to me, but it's not, because it's the sub, or it's another one. Like, there's endless people out there who will pay for my services. I have plenty of people paying for my services. I love my job. I love what I do. There's a much smaller number of my subs who come into sessions and say that they want to serve and they're devoted and they love me and that I've, you know, created that I am their dominant, their force, their guide. And then they leave that hour, whatever session, and they go out in their normal life and they're going about their life and they're like, oh, you know what? Queen Lo would like a coffee this morning. I should just send Queen Lo a coffee. That's fucking service. Service is knowing that I basically live in lingerie. So fucking surprising me with a lingerie fucking gift card. That's service. Excite me. Make my life easier. When I was in LA, I had a sub offer to bring me a giant bag of weed. And a giant bag of weed he fucking brought. It was awesome. If I lived in LA, I would have local subs for sure who went to fucking Trader Joe's for me and did my laundry and swept my floors and shit. Like, that is actually service. I don't have local subs. Most of my subs are online, and I didn't get into this profession. I don't do this because I thought I was walking into something that, oh, they're going to serve me and buy me fucking massages all day long for doing absolutely nothing. That's never what I came here for. It's also just completely unrealistic as a business model. But I'm having this conversation because so many of you come to me with this fantasy and this desire to serve. You clearly want to. You clearly want to feel useful in this way. You want to have some type of positive impact on my life. The money you're spending to have this call with me is not that positive impact in and of itself. Like, what service looks like with a lot of you guys, I saw a video on fucking TikTok or something where it was like a woman out to dinner with her husband and her kids. And the kids were just fucking crawling all over her, like crayons, mac and cheese, just shit going everywhere. And it pans to the husband and he's like sitting there eating his chicken wings, like completely unbothered, totally relaxed, enjoying the game on the TVs, like having the best night out. I think the caption on it was like, honey, like, let's go out for dinner, you know? It made me think, like, as if, you know, the man, it's like coming home to your wife and saying, honey, I don't want you to cook tonight. I want to take you out. Let's go out. Let's relieve the burden. I want to serve you. I'm going to go buy you and the kids dinner. It's going to be great. And then going out to dinner and like creating more fucking work for her. Like, she's working. She's working so hard right now. But then for some reason, in the mind of the man, he served. Like, he's provided service. He drove everyone to dinner. He paid the bill. Like, he, mom didn't have to fucking cook dinner. Like, what? This was great. Like, you're just serving yourself. Like, you're not, and even if you're not directly serving yourself, you're not actually going outside of what the fuck you want and thinking about the person who you're trying to serve. What do they want? What could be useful to them? And something that happens all the time, I can't quite figure it out. It's definitely a conversation for another day. If any of you have insight into this, please do let me know. A lot of guys, specifically with money, a lot of guys with a lot of money who are not into femdom, who are strongly not into femdom, like, we'll be having a conversation and they will be expressing their gratitude, their devotion, how they want to serve me. And I'm fucking working. I'm a working gal. I'm like, practically at this moment, I tell them, you can buy my drink. That is such a practical way to just be of service to anybody. That's why you buy somebody a drink when you meet them. It's a fucking love language. Like, it's a love language to feel like someone thought of you and was like, you're working hard. You're having a long night. Fuck, you're not having a long night. Whatever. Like, hey, here's 10 bucks for a cocktail or for a tea on me. It's such a practical way to serve me. And you see, it's not about the 10 fucking dollars. It's literally about the desire to serve. And then for some reason, when you're given this practical way to serve, it's like, oh, no, 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 no. And again, like I said, especially with these guys who, it's weird. They have a lot of money. They'll drop so much on so much different shit. But when it comes to paying for a drink, sending for a massage, like doing shit like that, money's not the issue, clearly. When it comes to something, it's like, oh, I'm not into Fendom. Like, oh, I'm not into Fendom. I'm not into, and it's you buying me a drink, you fucking sending me a lingerie gift card or sending me a fucking massage day in the morning so that when I wake up, I see that a sub is like, hey, you know what? Fuck today's morning. Go get yourself a massage. Like, that is fucking service. That is a practical way to be actually useful to me. And I know it's not everyone's cup of tea. I'm not asking every single sub to go buy me massages or even buy my drinks or send me gifts. That's not a fucking requirement for every single one of my subs. It is a response to the desire that I receive from a lot of you, the desire to serve. I want to be useful to you. I want to be like your favorite. I want to serve you. I want to make your life easier. I'm like, guys, I'm working. I work fucking hard. I mean, it's almost in a way disrespectful. It's almost a little bit demeaning at times when the level actually of time and energy and thought that I put into my sessions, into guiding my subs and clients through these experiences, to then have them leave that experience with this thought that they have now served me, is like the guy with the fucking dinner and the wife. Like it's, and like you have not, you have served yourself, which is fine. Again, I offer sessions and most of my sessions, it is very much about the sub. This is about you. This is about your experience. Like this is very much about you. That's fine. Just call it what it is. Like let's not leave with a jaded sense of what service actually looks like because it's not helping anybody. It's not helping you achieve what you really want. It's not helping you actually serve me, your dominant, or anyone in your life if you don't know how to get out of your own desires and your own needs and your own wants and actually think about somebody else's. I fully understand why someone would push back from Fendom. Fendom is a kink just like any other kink. However, when I'm doing Fendom with someone, it's very known what we're doing. I am draining them. It is a structured, we're participating in it just like any other kink. And I think sometimes people, when they have said, when they have, you know, they want to be useful, they want to serve me, this, and that, I tell them to buy my drink and they almost feel like I'm pushing them into Fendom. Like I'm not pushing you into Fendom anymore than I'm pushing someone who said absolutely no anal into pegging. Like I'm not pushing you into a separate kink. Just because there's cash involved, just because it's the same medium does not make it the same thing. I have a sub who about a year ago we met for a session and he brought a pair of shorts that had been specially monogrammed Queen Lo's bitch or Queen Lo's slut on the ass. And it was fucking great. It was hilarious. It was so thoughtful. And I was able to take pictures of him with his fucking ass up with the shorts and like money all over the fucking mattress. And I was able to take that picture and use it as content. I have another sub who doesn't spend much money at all, doesn't have much money to spend, but promotes me all the time on Twitter, makes new awesome promotions, posts for me, doesn't ever ask to do it, just does it as a form of service. And I really fucking appreciate that. Like, that's just, it's just kind. It's just thoughtful. But more than being thoughtful and kind, which it is, it's actually fulfilling this fantasy, this desire that you have. When my subs who actually go out of their way to do something nice for me, when they randomly send for my manicure, pedicure that they know I have to have because I have to fucking look hot. I just bought a fucking $300 LED mask because I am going to stay fucking hot forever. Like, my subs who are clued into that kind of shit, and they're like, you know what? Like, I'm going to give you this just to make your life easier. Like, that's service. And the funny thing is that if we were talking about a female submissive with a male dominant, it's pretty easy to imagine what service looks like. Like, if it's a female we're talking about who's waiting at home on her knees, naked, collared for her master to arrive and dinner is ready, like, nobody questions that that is service if it's the female in that submissive spot. It is hardwired into us what it looks like for a female to be submissive. It's everywhere. But for a male to be submissive, it's not as clear because it's not as normal. It's not as seen, talked about. It doesn't look the same to serve a woman. It doesn't look the same to serve any two fucking people. For me, if you want to serve me, if we're in a session, if we're doing a session, like, my sub bringing those shorts, subs bringing creativity, thinking, writing me a fucking poem, bringing me a card. Like, for me, service looks like, yes, of course, like, buying me shit and serving me with your wallet, but also serving me with your time and your body, trusting me and your energy, being creative and intentional when you come to this space and not just coming into my realm and saying, I want to serve you, and then expecting me to, like, literally guide you through and experience this entire time because there's not one original thought or idea or anything that you're actually adding to the space. And, like, you can serve me by being intentional, by being creative, being fun, being entertaining. And like I've stated before, not everybody is into service. It is not a prerequisite to have sessions with me, to be into service, to be a service slut. However, I am about as interested in participating in this 100% fantasy of service as I am in participating in the guy's fantasy of having his fucking sister's cheerleading team peg him when he's not so much as ever had a thumb up his ass or had a conversation with a real actual female. Like, he's living in fucking fantasy land and it's so obvious. And me personally, I don't like living there. I like the interactions with my subs. There is fantasy. There's a lot of fantasy. But there's also a level of reality that it's rooted in. And there's also this recognition that, okay, this is a fantasy I have. These elements of it are the things that I actually do want for myself. I want to experience those. I don't want them to be a fantasy for fucking ever. And it's about actually making steps towards achieving those things, even if it isn't the actual fantasy itself being completely realized, but the feelings within the fantasy, the things that you want to explore, actually taking the step to do that instead of just living in your fantasies 100% of the time. Because it's my belief, I don't really think that does anything. I don't think it actually makes you a deeper, like, sexually or more intimate with yourself or with others. I don't think it actually teaches you anything about yourself sexually or non-sexually to constantly come back to a fantasy that is so far removed from your actual reality, and then to live in that fantasy for a few minutes to get off and then go out into your life, which doesn't make you feel a fraction of what that fantasy did for an hour. Like, what can we do to implement all these things that you actually desire? How can you leave the session and notice where you can put those things in. I mean, I say a lot, like my subs, who a lot of them are dominant, they are out there crushing shit in real life. And they come here and they serve and they get on their knees and they actually serve. They listen. A big part of service is listening. Like I said, service for everyone looks different. I love receiving flowers. In a way, like I love receiving flowers. I always have. My man, we've been together almost 3 years, and he still always brings me flowers, and he's not my sub. It is a literal act of service for someone that you love. I think that everyone could gain something. I think everyone could learn something from dipping into that and practicing service in kink, but it's not something that I expect or push onto everyone at all. So this conversation really is for the people who, if you're constantly going in to DOMs and saying that you want to be of service and you want to serve, not only are they rolling their fucking eyes, but you're not actually like helping yourself either learn how to serve. Like you want to feel useful. Like that is literally at the bottom of it. Like you want to give yourself, you want to provide a service, like you want to be of service. If that's something you actually want to do, you're not helping yourself by just constantly getting off to the idea and DOMs here, just letting it kind of pass and taking your money and not really ever diving into it. And in true fashion, I will leave you with a little passage from Mark 12. I mean, speaking of service, I feel like it's so appropriate. Jesus sat down opposite the place where the offerings were put and watched the crowd putting their money into the temple treasury. Many rich people threw in large amounts, but a poor widow came and put in 2 very small copper coins, worth only a few cents. Jesus, after that, said something about the rich people giving out of their abundance and the poor widow giving out of like her devotion, her desire to serve. And okay, I know it's completely fucking ridiculous that I'm reading scripture on this podcast, but I do think it's kind of fitting. But the point there is that if you're a sub of mine who has a ton of money and you're paying for sessions, great. But that's not service. The person, the poor widow who cast in the 2 coins, was going above and beyond herself. The rich folks who put in the coins, it was easy for them. It didn't require any sacrifice for them. It was just easy. It's easy to do sessions with me. It's easy to pay for sessions with me. Service is going above and beyond. It's fine, again, if you don't want to do that. But let's not masquerade your paying my very high hourly rate that I am absolutely worthy of. Let's not ever pretend that that is you serving me. So with that, you know, I'm excited. I'm excited for some of you, maybe for the first time, to have some time to think about this. I'm excited to be surprised because I know some of you are going to take this shit to heart and actually surprise me, which makes me very fucking happy. And honestly, I'm very generous when I'm fucking happy. And speaking of service, if you would like to serve me in person, I am going to be on my West Coast tour in January in LA, Vegas, and Sacramento. So definitely look at my website, send in your application, and spend the meantime getting fucking creative, thinking of all the ways that you are going to be useful to me. And to my slut who encouraged, inspired this episode, I appreciate you for being a good sport, and I really do look forward to getting my massage soon. Fuck's sake, guys. Addendum. Stop. Addendum. Fuck. It is 12:38 at night, and this episode is scheduled and ready to go, automated, programmed to go at 6 a.m. And Unfortunately, I just can't go on without adding this to the fucking episode. Funny enough, literally, my producer let me know that the episode was done, prepared, synopsis, fucking transcripts, all thing. It was ready to go, organized, automated to go. And 25 fucking minutes later, guys, 25 fucking minutes later, the fucker who inspired the actual episode pops up, and we're on one of these platforms where, like, you can see who's online. And I know that he sees me online. I see him online. We're both online. I haven't seen him in the last 2 weeks. Like I said, I have not seen him in the last 2 weeks, partly because I have actually, like, not been online. Part of being a queen is that you get to just, like, kind of take 2 weeks off when you get your IUD out and have a period and watch the world burn to actual shit and ruin fascist fucking ruins. Anyways, 2 weeks of no work. Anyways, whatever. I didn't see him for like fucking 2 weeks. And all of a sudden, I am about to release this fucking episode and I see him there and I'm not a monster. Like, I don't want, I've also, cheers, guys. I'm like 3.5 margaritas in. I'm a little bit drunk. I feel like I should fucking record all episodes drunk at this point. But regardless, besides the fucking point. I felt like at the time that I saw him online, I'm like, listen, this episode is about to drop in like 9 hours or so. And I am kind of roasting him a little bit and like calling him out. It would be very unfair of me to not at least like let him know in this moment that we are both online. And so I did. And so I was like, hey, you should definitely check out tomorrow's episode. You partly inspired it. And of course, as we heard earlier in the episode, I feel like I'm taking too long to tell this story, but honestly, fuck off. Like, if I am, you leave if you want to. Like, this has a great hook, I swear. But like, you just have to be along for the ride at this point. Anyway, so of course, as we fucking predicted from earlier, he's like, what's the episode about, goddess? I was like, we should talk about this on a call. I wasn't gonna like break the news that I like totally fucking roasted him and like made a whole plot on his misbehavior like over a text. So we called and we caught up. It was lovely. Good to see him as always. And we began talking about the podcast episode and I explained to him basically exactly, oh fuck. Guys, he just messaged me right now as I'm trying to record this fucking story. The bitch wants more. Man, the character arc in this story is awesome. I am so sorry to my producer who's gonna have to fucking edit this and get this out same day, but it's worth it. Literally, like, this is cool as shit. This is movement in motion. This is movement in motion. This is what we love to see. This bitch is not going to sleep. I had a story to tell you guys, and now I feel like I'm gonna have to pause to literally finish the story and then come back and finish telling it. Fuck, should we just start a series? Like, part two coming soon. All right, fuck's sake. Addendum to the addendum. It is now 2:56 in the morning, and I'm at least a margarita and a half or two past where I previously was. But what a fucking crazy story arc, character arc, guys. I have not talked to this slut. He fucking popped out of nowhere right before this episode gets published. And here we are. We had another conversation. Guys, he was so receptive. It was amazing. It was truly amazing. We had a full conversation. And if I start to talk about any of it, we're going to be here for another hour or so. So I'm just going to keep it for another fucking podcast episode. But moral of the story is that he sent for my fucking massage and also a little extra. And he's definitely, I'm so excited. I think we're both super fucking excited about his growth here in the near future. Because sometimes you just gotta like have communication and like understand. You know, we'll talk about it. Future podcast episode. We'll talk about it. He received it very fucking well, and it was cool as a dominant, as someone who wants to be served, who's like in this space. I know this this episode has been directed at people who want to serve, but it's very real to assume that all of us as human beings like want to be served at some point or another, like except for the very like small few of you who just want to be like service bitches 100% of the time. Amazing, go off. But those are like at times when we want to be served, how we want to be served, to just like say it, like to be bold and like aggressive in the way that we actually want to be served, to let people know how we want to be served, what it looks like to serve us, to be outspoken and fucking bold and audacious about that. And like, you know, even when it's a fucking client who spends, like my slut spends a good amount of money on sessions with me. That is 100,000% true. And me calling him out like this and or being bold and saying this is how it is on a fucking video call, like he could choose to fuck off, or he could like take it, accept it, receive it, fucking understand it as something fucking awesome, and then like shift and you can have this incredible fucking experience. So whether you are serving or being served this week, I hope you do it fucking passionately and with purpose. It is now 3 a.m. and I'm gonna take my tipsy ass to bed. Bye, sluts. See you next week.
What you waiting for? Ooh. She's got what you need while you over there at the door. Nightmares and dreams, you just need belief. The queen has all that you should need. Just say the queen can come, that will be done. Come right in, close the door. Just wait for what she's got in store. Come right in, close the door. Just wait for what she got in store.
Dreams can come from nightmares too. The queendom will take over you. Dreams can come from nightmares too. The queendom will take over you.
Go and get 'em, love.
Thy Queendom Come is a production of TQC LLC with original music by Guillermo Jamont Jr. and AJ Lori. All right, guys. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. All right, guys.